Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Now I'm here with Father Richard Duffield from the York Oratory.
Yes, the York Oratory in formation. We're not an independent oratory yet, but we hope to be fairly soon. We're founded by the Oxford Oratory. We've been making a foundation for the last 4 years in the beautiful city of York.
And welcome to Radio Immaculata.
Thank you for inviting me and thank you for having me in Buckfast.
We're here at a symposium called Fatima 100 Years Later, a Marian Call for the Whole Church, which celebrates the centenary of the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima. Today is actually October the 13th, which was the conclusion of the six apparitions where we had the miracle of the sun. Father Richard gave a presentation on Fatima and the Holy Rosary. Now, one of the many things I liked about Father Richard's presentation, unfortunately, I don't have much time with Father Richard. I wish I could have more, but he's actually, if I could tell our radio listeners, preparing for another interview after. So today he's sought after today, Father. One of the many things I liked was, if you permit me to say, the frankness of Father's message. I remember you saying, the rosary is so simple, yet for us, it's so difficult. Our Lady was asking us to do simple things, but we make it difficult. Now, this is a big problem. Our Lady came asking for the spread of the devotion to her Immaculate Heart, but also for us to pray the rosary. The rosary. In previous apparitions, we think of Lourdes, Our Lady is indicating the rosary. And she came as Our Lady of the Rosary. For our radio listeners who weren't at the conference, I'll ask now, Father, why is it so difficult for us to pray the rosary?
Well, I think it's the simple things are always difficult. I began my talk by talking about Naaman the Syrian leper who was asked just to bathe in the River Jordan. He said, oh, I can't do that. Why can't I do something more heroic? And he wanted to kind of show off in a sense. And his servant said, look, you've been asked to do something very simple. Just do it. And it's almost, it's too simple. It's almost as if it's beneath our dignity. We don't quite believe that just saying the rosary and making small acts of sacrifice every day will make the difference that it can make. But we have Our Lady's word for it, that it can.
Now, I like the example you gave. Why is it, for example, during another one of the conferences, we heard how Pope Pius XI, during his reign, that was the time when Our Lady communicated to Sister Lucia, now is the time where I've come to ask for the consecration of Russia and the communion of reparation, the first five Saturdays devotion. But we heard in a conference how the Pope believed that he could negotiate almost with the communists. So we see this tendency of ours to complicate things and to almost depend more on our own strength.
Yes, that's something I've thought about in the course of this conference. We've heard slightly different opinions expressed about whether the consecration to Russia was properly done. Now, I'm a simple priest. I don't really know. But I do understand that if you're the Pope or the Cardinal Secretary of State, you know much more than I do about the possible implications and ramifications. And so I wouldn't want to attach blame to anybody for not doing things quite right. But what I am concerned with is that the rest of us are asked to do something quite simple, which is just pray the rosary every day and make an offering to the Lord voluntarily of the difficulties of every day and say, my Jesus, this is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners and in reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's very simple. Now, I'm sure who've been listening to your radio broadcast is doing this already. But if everybody who had heard the message of Fatima was doing this, maybe that would have given the spiritual strength to the Pope to do it in the full manner that was asked for. I'm not expressing a view on whether it was or it wasn't, but, you know, it's not entirely clear. But what is clear and what is simple is what we've been asked to do.
That's actually a very interesting point. The next interviewer has actually come, so I won't take too many time from the next interviewer. But that's a good point, that it's possible that if we were praying the rosary, as Our Lady had asked, those graces, because we have to remember also the actual graces, that motion to do good, that the rosary could have possibly obtained for the pontiffs to comply.
Yes, I mean, several people, I think, made the point that there have undoubtedly been some graces in Russia. There was the fall of the Iron Curtain. There have been all sorts of things, but maybe not the complete conversion that we wish for. Well, maybe there has been a certain kind of measure of success commensurate with what has been done. But if everything had been done, we would have had complete success. Maybe. I don't know.
Now, I'll just come to the conclusion soon. What is it in our personal lives that we could remove, or what would help us to be able to simply pray the rosary and not make excuses, as you had put it?
I think we need to give the best time of the day to prayer. Now, that's going to be different for different people. For myself, it's first thing in the morning. If I pray before I've listened to the news or taken the first phone call or read the first email, I can be undistracted. So, you know, between 6 in the morning and 8 is a good time to pray. If I say my rosary then, it's usually in a rather better recollected way. If I wait till the end of the day, then I will be distracted, I will pause, I will find I've run out of steam, and I generally get through it, but it's not the same. So I think it's a good thing to make, and it's a kind of sacrifice of the best time of the day for you. Now, if you're a night owl, maybe that's the best for you. If you're free in the afternoon, maybe that's the best for you. It's going to be different for everybody. You might have children at school, or you're retired. It's going to be different. But make a sacrifice of the best time of the day for you for prayer. It doesn't have to be very long, but it has to be a time when you're alert and able to give prayer your full attention. And that would be the advice I would give. This is the advice of so many saints. It's certainly the advice of Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. He said, you'll make an excuse that you're too busy. And this is an excuse I make to myself all the time. I'm too busy. But actually, if you make time for the rosary and for other prayer too, then somehow, miraculously, you find the time for the things that were making you busy in the first place. And it is a question of priorities. Do we put God first in our lives?
Thank you, Father. Now, one more question, if the next interviewer would permit me. Thank you. He's giving me the thumbs up. Do you think the rosary is intimately linked with the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and Our Lady coming as Our Lady of the Rosary? Does that have a certain significance in relation to the triumph?
Yes, well, I mean, certainly Our Lady asked us to say the rosary and to make these sacrifices, and as well as the conversion to Russia. So yes, I think if we do it, I think it was Professor Di Mattei who said that, in fact, Her Immaculate Heart will triumph anyway. There isn't a condition attached to that, so yes. Her Immaculate Heart will triumph. But whether we participate in that triumph, or are we going to be one of the souls who is not saved? But if we are to participate in that triumph, we have to put ourselves on the side of the angels and on the side of Our Lady now by doing as she asked. So, yes, certainly in as much as it relates to our participation in that triumph of the Immaculate Heart, then, yes, I would say the rosary is a vital part of that.
Thank you very much, Father Richard. And I'll leave you now for your next interview. But for all of our radio listeners, you've heard the message of us making the time and making that sacrifice to have the time and to believe that the time is there. And we thank Father Richard for his generosity.
Thank you, Brother Rosario.